For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with Steve Morgan, the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Steve, as always, thank you so much for joining.
Great to be here, Paul.
Verdict reported that cybersecurity training programs are not effectively preparing employees for cyber threats. This is according to Neil Thacker, EMEA, and Latin American CISO for Netskope. Steve, give us your thoughts. I have a feeling you have some interesting thoughts about this.
First off, I'm familiar with him. He has a great background. You know, he's been in our industry for more than 20 years. So number one, this is a very credible person.
Okay,
let me
cool.
put that out there. So I'll just read something straight out of the article because it also is a very good article. Thacker used the analogy of road signs to explain his point. Most of the time, drivers do not acknowledge traditional road signs with much attention. However, road signs with radar systems that will tell drivers how fast they're going are proven to be more effective at slowing people down and keeping to the speed limit. So he's trying to use that as an analogy, training people.
I guess what I'm trying to separate is Neil not in favor of security awareness training companies per se and their approaches, or is he just saying we need to have a more advanced approach and maybe update certain methods when we speak about security awareness training? I'm trying to figure out where he's landing.
Yeah, well, I would say definitely the latter. He works for a cybersecurity company. They're constantly leapfrogging each other. They're constantly innovating. So I think his commentary has more to do with what makes sense, what works, where he thinks training should go.
So as a blanket statement, Steve, do you think companies, really every company, should have a security awareness training program?
Definitely. One of the points he makes here is that more than half of all data breaches are due to somebody making a bad decision. I mean, think about it. So we need better decision making. We need more informed workers, no matter where they are. They could be on the front lines doing customer service, high volume, high touch, back and forth interactions with a lot of people. It could be in the boardroom, but everybody needs to know a lot more about cybersecurity.
Now, if you loop in security awareness training companies into this conversation, are they going to echo these concerns? Or are they going to say, hey, we are doing a lot or we are doing enough? Again, it depends on the company, of course. Each program is unique and specific. But I'm just curious when it comes to thinking about even some of the security awareness training companies we've worked with in the past.
I think it just depends on the particular company, what their emphasis is. You know, a lot of companies now are moving to this new nomenclature, human risk platforms. They're more all-inclusive insofar as what they actually do with employees focused on behavioral change. So it goes far beyond the traditional security awareness training. What is a phishing attack? You know, what is smishing? What is this? What is that? The basics of helping employees identify what do these threats and scams look like and how you should respond. And now they're really moving towards reshaping how employees think insofar as security goes.
Yeah, really those speed limit warnings from the radar system.
Yes.
Steve, as always, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, Paul.
To follow all of our media, go to cybercrimemagazine.com.